You have reached Dwight's Beach Confession.
Good evening, bitches. Bitches. Bitches.
Hey, I'm gonna fuck who you is, boy. Get the fuck out of my life.
We're showing you cunt flaps.
Why would you believe any of that?
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's the...
The gentleman? Who's the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
You need to learn proper masturbation skills.
I wish your car was at my lot. I would have to fuck you up, you dumbass.
God bless
you.
It's morphin' time.
Morphin' time.
Lawsuit time.
Ugh. Inappropriate. I'll fucking call you!
We're gonna call a lot.
Blow like piece of shit, come to my fucking head right now and I'll fucking put a knife in your fucking throat.
Fuck yeah.
Look, you piece of car dirt. No, I didn't.
Tell you, your mom took the hell out of the men in the trunk.
Come ride this mom.
Gathering around to make a prank call. Wow. Your fucking wife loves it when I check her meter. I'm gonna get a Kohler faucet shoved right up your ass.
I just got done blowing my boy Dwight and shit.
Well, if you were doing your job, ma'am, and you would walk into that room right now and pull down his pants and start jerking him off and showing him.
Oh, you fucking dick. Did you fucking say that to me? You fucking asshole.
Keep it down.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, you are now in the host queue.
So if you're in the Clarksville, Tennessee, or yes, let's Serenity Cab Service be a part of your destination. I am a luxury cab service at a discount price.
What?
Let me be your safe, reliable, anywhere service. And you can also call me at 931. Just please don't do it right now. I'll be open again around 11 p.m.
No fucking way.
I do have, of course, my very special guest. Well sought after all over the country. For his speaking talents and his harrowing story as a teenager. See, there I go again. His name is Mike Marino, and we do have him in the studio. And I want to give him this because he deserves it. That's for you. So, tonight's show is titled Teens. This one is for you, but it's also geared towards adolescents and young adults and parents alike. I have callers on the line.
Yeah.
And right. I'm going to tell you, callers, right now. This happened to me one other time. I did a teen show, and I got nothing but verbally abused. Verbally and emotionally abused.
Hey, give me that link so I can
pipe this happens
back in
again, I will stop answering the phone. So I'm going to ask you callers, if you have questions and concerns, to please do not use any type of vulgar language, or you will be banned from my show. I'm going to ask you to be respectable and mindful of who's on the show, and be kind and loving. I'm going to take the first caller at 679. You're on the air.
Hey, Rita, that kid right there, how old is he? I was just wondering. He was offering this advice. He sounds wise beyond his age.
Yes, he's 22 years old.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just wondering.
What's your name?
Well, my name
still
is
a virgin?
Barry. Yeah, he sounds like someone who's sucked a lot of dick in his life, and, you know, I want to applaud him for that. What do you think about that, Rita, you stupid bitch?
He's 22 and he's still a virgin.
He's a pussy. Pussy, pussy, pussy. That's all we do, Rita. Pussy, pussy.
Cunt, pussy, dirty vagina.
Cunt flaps.
Cunt vaginal flaps. Vaginal discharge.
And the pussy assholes.
Menstruation blood.
Hey, Rita, we still here? We still here or what? Hey, are we still on, Rita?
Reader.
Hold on, we're going to redirect. Go ahead, Beef. Let's play this thing, see if that bitch still on.
I can't.
Oh, okay. Hey, whore.
9146-1658. I have your phone number.
We're off.
Okay. Never to be on the air again.
Never again. Okay.
And you know what, Rita, I just want to say something real quick. You know, those of you who are listening, those of you who are prank calling us and using, you know, that type of language on the show, listen, I just sit there and, you know, you
welcome
don't hurt my
to Blog
feelings,
Talk Radio.
But,
if you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Like I said, I remember when I was in high school, too, and it truth hurts, but those are the types of people who...
You are now in the host queue.
In my personal opinion, those are the types of people who are not going to be successful in life.
They're
not experienced, and you know what? Success is not meant for everyone, and so that's all I have to say about that without being rude.
Success is about working for it and willing to go to any lengths and giving it everything you've got. Their children make the right decisions. Conversations about alcohol can change as children get older. And, I started at the second... my second child, I started so young, let me tell you, because I know the mistakes I made with my first child, and I pounded it so hard into my second child.
What?
I suffocated it with him. Oh. I suffocated him right out of the house. At 17, I really overdid it. But I'll tell you what, he hasn't picked up a drink or a drug or a cigarette since he knows he knows the consequences because when you're raising your heart rate, your blood pressure, you can become dehydrated, even experience vertigo, and this is a drug you don't want to play with. So next time you go to get this drug from a kid that needs it in order to focus or have productive critical thinking, don't be so selfish to take it from him or her and save your own life at the same time.
I just vaped some Adderall.
And you know what? Excuse me.
Sure.
I'm doing this. You're at the wrong house, man. You're at the wrong house.
Oh my God.
Guy's been pounding on my door for 10 minutes. Okay. I'm sorry, but we're not having this conversation.
Ma'am, you need to pay for this. Ma'am, you need to pay for this order, goddammit. What is this?
Don't get on my phone and cuss at me. I didn't order this order.
Listen,
all right?
$23.58 plus a delivery charge. Two delivery charges.
I did not call you, sir. You deal with whoever called that order in. All right.
I have a debit card here on file. We're going to go ahead and bill that right now because that's not fair. You can't do that, ma'am. This food needs to be paid for.
Sir, I did not call you. I was live on a radio talk show. You can't bill my debit card.
Billing Rita Hodges. Rita Hodges.
I'll sue you. I did not call that order in.
I'm putting it through now. Listen, I can send the driver back, and you can pay, or I'm going to put in through a $50. I'm going to put through a $50 fee right now. My name is Eddie. I'm with the front desk here at the Pizza Hut.
Well, I'm calling you right back, Eddie.
I'm with the pizza, motherfucker. You better get this. Uh-oh.
Hey! Hey, you! It's me, Mr. Biggs. Mr. Biggs with 2 G's, B-I-G-G-S, inviting you to join Hijinks. It's a community that's dedicated to pranked phone calls. You know, when somebody calls you up and says, Hey, I'm a guy making up something, and I say a certain situation, and then you react to it. It's a lot of fun when it's not happening to you. They do live prank call shows all throughout the week. They watch movies together. They play video games together like a bunch of immature children. It's Hijinks. You can reach them at hijinks.fun/chat and also at discord.gg/pranks. Hijinks. It's a thing on internet that I've heard of. I don't care for cranked calls. They're a waste of my time.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on, 1 second.
We're going to discuss the different lingo that you Negroes use.
Boy, this discussion's like really super heated tonight. Jesus Christ. But I wanted to get in on this and talk about one of the people that's running in my area. His name is Cross. And he runs on the platform of getting a train whistle and just jamming up his ass and shitting all over the place on stage and then smearing it all over.
Okay, he was obviously a troll. I'm going to go to 931. I'm not even going to screen it.
Mama! Oh, shit, it's in his ass. It's in his ass.
That's a troll. Beautiful. All right.
So lucky, Carlito.
You got to give the assist up to whoever that was. Who was that?
Who was that that did the call right before us?
See, I don't know if it's George, if it's Axe, I don't know who.
Nice job in the chat with Heisenberg.
He doesn't talk, right? He's a new.
He just breathes heavily.
Frank Calmania. He's on all the time. I knew his voice. I just don't remember who it is.
That's awesome.
we're gonna call
Bro, like, how did they time that? Like that?
Mask is calling.
Yes, good evening, ma'am. This is Jonathan with Blog Talk Radio Support. We need to have a little conversation about the content of your show earlier.
This is not. I'm sorry, Blog Talk Radio would never call me from my own number.
Ma'am, that's only bad context, so you know that we're legitimate.
Did you get any more pizzas?
And a cab. Choo-choo!
Cabs don't go choo-choo, unless it's a caboose. That's where you go.
I'd love a cab that went like... That'd be awesome.
Maybe you could go out to California and rig up Milkman's taxi to do that.
Yeah, like rig it up like those San Francisco trolleys.
Yeah, dude, with like a steam whistle.
Yeah. Hey, he needs to diversify. Steam whistle. He fit the part. I can see him.
Are they hacking you too, Mike?
Yeah, and then they put something in my ass. I can't believe it, Rita. Oh, my fucking God.
0 days on your ass.
Huh?
Oh. We just called Rita from her guests, the guest she had on tonight.
So are they hacking you too?
Are they hacking you too, Mike? Oh, yeah, they put something in my ass.
Oh, my God.
You should have said you were at his house. You should have said, I'm at his house and we're just having fun because we decided to do this to you as a joke. Ha ha.
I'm calling her guest number.
Shut up. Number.
Sorry.
Continue. Shut up with that. Shut up with that.
Show.
Shut up with that coughing. I'm kidding, man. I'll stop.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? This is Rita's husband. She wanted me to give you a call.
Yeah. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. She's in the other room crying her eyes out over what happened on the show, and it's a real humdinger, and I don't know if I could put you on speakerphone or something, if you might be able to help me try to talk her out of the room or something.
Yeah, you know, I'm not mad at all. You know what? People are going to be stupid like that. And listen, I mean, whenever she wants me back on the show, I'll be more than happy to. And so, I mean, you know, I was it was a home finger, man. I mean, people are stupid and people don't have a life, man. And the thing is, you know what, Rita, and that's the way I was telling you, you know, when I was doing the show, I was thinking about this. When the first call got in, I said, well, you know, Rita and I, we're doing something good. And the thing is, Satan is going to try to get in the way of what is good and what people need to hear. Because I really truly think people needed to hear this message tonight. And and Satan just got in the way of it.
Yeah, well, she started drinking again tonight. She's been clean and sober for like 12 years now. And tonight she picked up a beer and a bottle of vodka. She's in the room now, and I'm trying to tell her. I was like, don't let this ruin it for you. She's jumping on the...
Yeah.
You hear that? She's jumping on the damn bed. Rita, hey, stop jumping on the damn bed in there. It wasn't that bad. Here, Mike's on the phone. I'm going to put it on a speaker. Here, talk hey. To Rita. Mike, talk to her.
Hey, Rita. Rita.
No, she hears you. She's not saying anything, though. Hey. She hears you.
Hey. Screaming, or?
She's jumping on the bed and drinking, I think. I can't get through the door.
Hey, Rita.
See, you see her, you can hear her talking through the door. It's a little muffled. Just give her some words of encouragement.
Hey, Rita, listen, Rita, you've been clean and sober for how long? Don't
fuck
let
you,
something
Mike.
So simple ruin it.
Hang on,
Rita.
Hang on, Mike. I'm gonna get the door. I got the door open. Oh, Jesus.
What are you doing?
Come on, honey.
Rita!
The door. She's
no,
clean.
No.
Let me take the phone together.
No.
Rita!
I'm done with this. I can't do it anymore. It's all mine.
Rita, listen to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Rita?
Yeah?
I just Rita, I just want to tell you something. Listen, I had a fun time with you tonight. I'm sad what the heck you know. I was just telling your husband topic, and Satan is gonna try to stop with the I know it's to help someone, and the thing is you want
Mike,
to know,
hey Mike, she wants to know, did you get a pizza too?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, those bastards sent us three, and then they sent some cabs over here.
Yeah, and you know what? Rita, can you still hear me?
Yeah, she can hear you. She's laying down. She put
her
cloth on.
She will actually
get
to fucking talk. I mean, without any of those stupid ass fucking noises and shit going on. You say it's mine, then give it to me.
Rita. Hey, Rita?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, listen. Seriously, you're so good now. And the thing is, you know what? Now is not the time to start drinking again. The thing is, you know what? Your show is going to prosper, and you are a woman of God. And the thing
yes.
is, you know what?
Not a time to start drinking. Whoever stopped drinking?
Amen.
Who am I talking to?
It's Rita. I mean, this phone's all fucking jacked up.
All right. Well, Rita, you know what? I don't know what's going on, but, you know, I just hope you stop doing that
stop doing that.
So I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. Okay, you have a good night.
Hey, Mike, before you go, you might want to get in a threesome with me and Rita.
I'm gonna watch and jack off in the corner.
Sorry, Neon.
Sorry.
Whatever.
Sorry, Neon.
Call him back.
Wait, was Neon actually pissed? I wasn't really paying attention.
A little bit. I'm like, the fuck, man? It's the only call I get, and I don't get to talk. Amen to the people, right?
See, it doesn't matter when women get mad. They don't count.
No, we got disconnected. Hey, Rita wanted to ask you a very special question.
No. Hey, listen, man. Hey, listen. One, I don't appreciate you doing this, and number two...
Are you a machine? because you sound like one. You have never, you have not even taken a fucking breath since we called the last time. Do you know how to just, do you know how to honestly just to shut the fuck up? Just be quiet while other people want to talk. Just shh, man. Calm it down. Just calm, man. Calm down. Fucking asshole.
He doesn't appreciate it.
That guy just doesn't stop. I hate people like that. They just don't fucking stop.
All right. 720. What's that?
Hey, how's it going?
720, what's up? Hey, what's happening?
Can you hear me?
Are you one of my big fans?
Yeah, buddy. Long-time listener, first-time caller. How you doing?
No, welcome to the show. Welcome to the insane asylum. And
the last caller had some hard-hitting... Yeah, I mean, you don't think I am? What? Fucking asshole?
I'll let you on. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, don't fucking talk shit to
me, if you're not an asshole, you can't come on my show. If you're a nice person, not allowed. I am an asshole, absolutely. How did you know? Well, thank you. Appreciate your call. Right on. All right, here we go. Next caller.
Hey, you doing, hello. Ron? What I want to do there, buddy, is I want you to stand in front of a target. I'm going to have a bow and arrow with a dildo on the end of the arrow. I'm going to shoot it right in your asshole, you son of a bitch.
Fucking target!
Thank you, man. Yeah. How you been doing? You're trying to be number one troll. You ain't there yet.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting there. But you keep got to work on a little bit better.
I'm not so attracted to you anymore. My dick don't get hard like that for you anymore, sweetie.
It's a gay thing,
It's not the gay. Paper. It's not the gay thing. You just don't bring it hard anymore. You're kind of soft.
Well, see, you sound like you're from either Boston, New York, or something
I'm
like that.
Fucking Trenton, New Jersey.
My dick won't get hard either when it's that cold.
I take a look at you and I'm like, he kind of looks like a schoolgirl, but you know, I pulled down his pants and I've seen bitches with bigger clits than you.
Okay, right. All right, here we go. Next, 907. Welcome to the show.
Hello, this is Mike from Alaska, and. How come these people keep on calling? Are they like a bunch of like weirdos and shit?
That's what I go for. That's what I like. I attract them.
You like the freaky people? Have you ever considered GHB to get dates? Because that way they're knocked down. You don't have to listen to them fight back or scream. And
I haven't got into the date rape drug yet.
But then you go into gay clubs and everything, and you know you probably work the glory holes for like $5 a cock, and that's all you do for Blog Talk Radio. Obamacare is $12,000. You said what?
Exactly.
Yeah, I back up
Dwight Clinton
and Gary
Brosky. Probably, I'd probably like it. Listen, man,
you want to have a three-way with Dwight and Gary Brosky?
I'm trying to help you out here. You don't let me fucking talk and help you out with this problem with gay bars. Here's what you do. When you go to a gay bar, you just whip it out and use it as fishing bait. You know what I mean? It's like fishing.
Ron's escalating.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate you. All right. All right, here we go. 616 again. 616, pick up sticks.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2. Thank you. Your call is connected.
All right. We're talking to somebody in jail. Sweet.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, what's up? What's going on? Hey, yo, man.
Yeah, you're on, man. I've been listening to you, man.
I got 40 more days left. I can't wait to get out of that pen.
When you get out, make sure you bill them for every day. Right, man.
They slave drive me, man. I've been in here making license plates all fucking day, man. I just see these people with their...
Sweet.
I got cat license plate.
Sweet.
I like ass license plate.
I got dubs, license plates. Uh-huh. You know, I just make them all custom.
Well, I need to get a custom plate done, a vanity plate, man. I'd like you to say, I don't give a fuck. That's what I want.
I don't give a fuck, man. I just think of you every time, man. I just don't listen to your voice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. The advertisers appreciate you too, man. They do. They appreciate this, you know. Because I get paid.
I had to blow two security guards to get the knife up for this one, man.
Damn, that sucks.
They gave a good price, so $5. $5 each, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. That's all that matters. But hang on, man. Let's get another call around real quick.
40 days, man. 40 days. I get out. You come pick me up. I want you there to pick me up and give me a big old hug.
We'll do that, brother. Hang tight. All right. Well, we're going to play with Trolls Night, kids. This is Troll Night. Okay. All right.
I think it's actually really starting to get to him.
It is. He's starting to escalate.
Like, over time, this is really wearing him thin.
It's just like that guy we kept reading him. Like,
welcome to Block Talk Radio.
He thought it was fun at the beginning, but he started to wear on it.
Please press 1 at any time.
Has Neon talked to him tonight? Notified
that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please.
Have you talked to Ron yet tonight?
She was in just a few minutes before I called, and I was kind of
over.
No. Because I think he's going to just hang up on you and I at this point.
Who loves me?
So maybe. Have you talked to him in your regular voice yet, Ken?
I'll talk to him in Dwight Hannah.
Dear Lord, please legalize marijuana so I can smoke it regularly for my show.
Damn right.
Hi.
Hello, Merry Christmas. Hello. Oh,
Happy New Year.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. This is first time I'm calling.
Yes, well, welcome to the retarded show.
Oh, why do you say that?
You know, what's your mental handicap?
People
here.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't say it no more. Now we're special. The new phrase is special. I can't say retarded no more.
Okay. Well, I was just calling in. This is my first time calling in, so I thought, hey, hopefully I get through and get to talk to Ron.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to get in to talk to me. It's a little tough.
Yeah, I know. I kind of noticed on your show that it gets kind of trollish around here, but, you know, boys will be boys, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I just go with the flow. It's funny to me. I find it hilarious and humorous, really.
I know. It's just, you know, it happens. Sometimes there's Troll Night. And what are you going to do, you know?
You can't disrupt me. They can't disrupt me, even though
exactly.
They want
exactly. They can't change you.
It's just, you know, so. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I just hope that you keep doing your shows because, you know, it's just, I don't know. I really enjoy them. It's something I get to come home to every day and just, you know, snuggle up with Ron.
Well, cool. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you like it, I mean, you know, absolutely.
Yeah.
I do promote people to do good things. I don't promote people to do bad things. You know, but I do make it kind of warm and fuzzy. I mean, I make it, you know, where it's more of a family-based show, you know.
Sure,
I use bad words, you know, like motherfucker and son of a bitch, that's very often, you know. I try to
right.
Curve, you know, hey.
Well, you know, you have to teach the youth.
I really stress the freedom of speech. Right, I got to keep my original way, you know, and I'd like to, you know, really press that freedom of speech fact of that First Amendment. And, right. You know, I mean, people like it. I mean, if you look at my chat room, there's 22 people there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes your chat room goes crazy, but, you know, I think they would, I'd have an idea for you of what maybe can maybe kind of just boost up your popularity a little more.
Sure, I'm always looking for suggestions.
Cool. You know what I think you should do? I think you should shave your dick and then glue it to your fucking face. Eat shit, Ron Rick.
Tell
Firefox Media to go suck a fucking dick. He's a little bitch.
And then go blow him.
Oh, that's his gay couple. up north, the gay people. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Perry. Oh. I talked to Perry Steele yesterday. He said, "Go fuck yourself."
Really?
And he said, "You're a faggot."
I'm glad Perry gave them words of encouragement.
Do you give people's phone number all over the line again?
Yeah. What is yours? What was your number?
Sure. It starts with 911-1234.
Uh-huh. 6969.
We don't even have this number because we fucking blocked it. We fucking blocked it before we called in.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. I blocked it.
Are you black now? Or
I hit the star 67s.
Ah. Yeah, don't reveal who you are. Don't. I mean,
don't backpedal now.
What you get off on doing this, but I don't care. I mean,
I think you do.
You're helping me, so I'm cool with it. Yeah.
Are we helping you get to a heart attack?
Do you use a wire brush when you douche?
Wait a minute.
You need benzos.
What about
Ron?
When Firefox Media threatened us with the FBI cyber crimes?
Well, he should have done it.
Yeah, well, he's a pussy, and he's one of your friends, so you're a pussy, too.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, yeah, I like it. I like pussy a lot.
He did it on your show. He said, "Oh, you get out of the chat room, I cry, and I go to cyber crimes, and I suck their dick."
Well, that's not, like I said, I press that First Amendment right, freedom of speech, man,
Is there in the amendment, is there a freedom to suck dick?
I guess so. If you choose to do so, I think you do have a law that protects that now.
I do it in the glory hole.
Well, if you got that going for you, hey, knock yourself out, man.
Yeah, your mom sure likes it.
I mean, I know you like them four ways, but that's cool by me, too. Whatever.
Well, don't be jealous of something that you just don't know about,
You're really starting to crack under the pressure here, Ron.
You got any video of this?
Yeah, Ron.
Ugly chick and fat. A lot of people don't like it, but hey. Come on, another one.
You sound so stressed.
That's 616.
You should take a break.
Leave us on the air with you. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I meant actually from BTR, just in general, for like a long time.
There you go.
This is Jordan from KWN. We're here to do an interview with you, Ron. How do you feel about that?
What?
Listen, man, I come over there, suck your dick. All you gotta give me is some cheeseburgers, baby. Come on, baby.
What a fucking sweet deal.
Give me some, six-pack from fucking...
What's that everything else you do on a Friday night?
No.
My Friday night planner.
You're sitting there talking to us.
Yeah, I have my own show, and my Friday night is fucking up your Friday night.
Yeah?
You ain't fucking up my night.
Deal with it, bitch.
Mm-mm.
Deal
with it. You ain't fucking my night. You ain't gonna get a reaction out of me, you dumbass.
You take the orders.
I don't give a fuck.
I got black friends and shit. Yeah, nigga, why you be fucking with him and shit?
I am your... But here's...
Don't be fucking with him, motherfucker.
I am your lord and master.
Get wrecked. Get wrecked.
While you're here, you come to me because you want to hear me.
Ew.
You hear the sound of my voice.
Ew.
You worship me. I am your God.
Ron, you sound like a little bitch.
Ron, you sound like a little bitch.
Get to your
feet. Bitch.
Get on your
fucking. Bitch.
God, lesbians, I love them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Next. So tell me, do you swallow?
Who doesn't?
Well, I don't know. I'm not into that, so I don't know.
Well, why would you ask? Is it something you want to get into?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking about it. See how much of this can be you can swallow, and that'd be cool.
What would be so bad about swallowing?
I come in all flavors. I'm flavorful.
Do you? What does that mean? So what exactly does that mean?
Nothing. Just like this conversation, nothing. Hang on, we got
just like your career here, Ron, nothing. You're a big fucking nothing. You're a nothing here. Nobody cares about you.
There's nothing.
And you know what? There's no afterlife.
That's terrible. That hurts my feelings. Yes, there is. Jesus loves me.
I thought you didn't take it seriously. This is a prank call. Like, what's the problem? Why are you getting serious?